After his loss in the Florida primary, Newt Gingrich made a speech, but I'm not sure he was conceding anything.
I think Florida did something very important, coming on top of South Carolina. It is now clear that this will be a two-person race between the conservative leader, Newt Gingrich, and the Massachusetts moderate.
You'll notice there Gingrich didn't actually say Mitt Romney's name. In fact, he didn't utter it once during his speech last night, nor did he offer congratulations or make that traditional phone call to Romney when the results were finalized. Gingrich admitted over the weekend he only has about $600,000 left. He lost big in Florida among women, Latinos, and people who say moral values are important to them. And leaders in his own party say he's hurting the GOP. And yet, he remains Gingrich the defiant, Gingrich the confident.
We are going to contest every place, and we are going to win, and we will be in Tampa as the nominee in August.
All right, so we're joined now by a couple of people who can maybe tell us a little bit more about Gingrich's chances in the days ahead. Ron Christie, political strategist and analyst for The Takeaway and WNYC's political blog, It's a Free Country. Also, Stefan Schmidt, professor of political science at Iowa State University and blogger for It's a Free Country as well. So a question for both of you, and let me begin with you, Ron. How much of a chance does Newt have left?
Well, good morning, Celeste. I think he has an outside chance, but not a very strong one. You know, the thing about Newt Gingrich right now, he looks like Captain Ahab chasing around the whale of Mitt Romney. And it's taken on somewhat of a perverse personal crusade to bring Romney down rather than trying to actually prevail and win in the Republican contest. So outside chance, but this looks more of a personal crusade than it does anything else.
So, Stefan Schmidt, Dr. Politics there, do you agree?
I think that this is going to be a long contest because somebody has to get the magic number of 1190 delegates. And right now, the front runner, Mitt Romney, has 84 out of 1,190. I think Newt Gingrich has a chance to continue struggling because he represents the part of the Republican Party that does not like Mitt Romney. And that is still, it looks like, more than 50%, because in Florida, Romney got, 46% of the vote, not 55 or 60.
But, Ron, Christie, oftentimes politicians run out of money before they run out of the will to keep going. And Newt Gingrich himself has admitted he's under serious financial constraints at this point. Does he have the money to keep this campaign going?
Well, he has a little bit more than $600,000 left in the bank. He has about $1.2 million in debt. He can certainly stick around. There are a couple of contests coming up this weekend in Maine and Nevada that he can certainly try to convince the electorate that he's the viable candidate and they should give him money. But if he doesn't place well this weekend in the coming contests, I don't see financially and from an organizational standpoint how much longer he can prevail in this contest.
And I wonder, Stefan, how much of a chance Newt Gingrich ever really had. I looked back for the numbers in 2008. Mitt Romney ended up spending like $110 million, and more than $40 million of that was his own money. Newt doesn't have the kind of money behind him that Mitt Romney does.
That's true, but you can live off the land. You know, people like us, the CNN and other news media are delighted to have Newt on there, catching on fire in front of viewers or listeners. It's great entertainment. It's been an exciting race, and there's a lot of free media to be had. And you can always stay in, cheap motels. You can slog on. None of these people actually work for a living, so they all have lots of spare time. And I think you're going to see this thing go on with four people kind of slogging along. Yes, of course, Mitt Romney has a lot of money and has a big advantage that way. But I wouldn't discount the anger of the Tea Party and others who really don't like Mitt Romney at all and are still looking for someone else.
We're speaking with Stefan Schmidt, there, professor of political science at Iowa State University, and also Ron Christie, Republican political strategist. So let me ask you, Ron, we took apart the election numbers a little earlier, and as I said earlier, Gingrich did not do all that well among women, especially married women. He didn't do very well among Latinos, those who emphasize moral values. Where is Gingrich's constituency left? Is it just this constituency of we don't like Mitt Romney?
Well, I think there are two people. There are two groups, rather, to look at. It's the anti-Romney vote for certain, and also we really want a viable conservative in the race. And my take on this, and looking at the upcoming contest, Celeste, is that I don't see how Newt Gingrich can actually win a contest until March 7th, which is Super Tuesday. And between now and Super Tuesday, you have primaries in Maine, Nevada, Colorado, Minnesota. I don't see where he pulls one out, Arizona, Michigan. The only time that you see those real conservative, those strong Tea Party states is the March 6th primary, where you might have folks throwing their ballots for him in Alaska or Georgia or Idaho. So he's got nearly a month where he could lose. I just don't see the money coming in. I don't see the viability for his candidacy to stick around other than, again, to try to bring Mitt Romney down rather than to elevate himself up to be the Republican candidate.
So, Stephen Schmidt, do you agree with Ron Christie? You don't see a way that Newt Gingrich will last until Super Tuesday?
Oh, Ron is a very smart guy, and I'm not going to argue with him on this one. But, this is a year when you can collect delegates all along the way. You don't have to win any races to get delegates. Florida happens to be different because it was a winner-take-all. But I think Newt Gingrich can chill out for a month, can try to build sort of a volunteer base of people. He's come back before. We've written him off, twice before. This would be his third resurrection. And I wouldn't put it past him, because I think I do agree with Ron that this is Newt wanting to take down Mitt Romney at any cost, no matter how many cheap motels he has to stay at, or even if he has to dip into his own money. I mean, Newt Gingrich has a ton of money. He's had these successful organizations, and he can put a lot of his own money into it if he wants to, and I think maybe he would like to do that.
Stephen Schmidt, professor of political science at Iowa State University, blogger for It's a Free Country, WNYC's political blog, saying Newt may actually survive to Super Tuesday and go on further. Ron, Newt has a chance to go to get to that March date?
The good professor's very smart. I mean, he's absolutely right. The speaker can put in his own personal money. He can stay in all the cheap Motel 6s he wants. This isn't about electoral victories, I think, that the speaker's looking at. I think it's about a personal campaign to bring down Mitt Romney. So, yeah, he'll stick around, and it's not good for the GOP brand.
Ron Christie, Republican political strategist, and also writes for It's a Free Country and a political analyst for The Takeaway. Thanks to both of you.
Good morning.
Bye, Celeste.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.